Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, February 5th, 2010, or 2010. I haven't decided yet. Hopefully I'll figure it out soon. Anyway, let's look at your movies and toy news this week. We got some good toy news for you, but let's start with movies. Last week at the box office, Avatar was number one with $31.3 million. It was followed by Edge of Darkness with $17.2 million. When in Rome with $12.4 million, and The Tooth Fairy with $10 million, and then The Book of Eli with $8.9 million this week at the box office. Dear John and From Paris with Love, open wide, in limited release, who cares? These movies aren't necessarily very interesting or ever coming to your town, so let's look at movie news. Johnny Depp is going to direct a Keith Richards documentary. How about that? DC Comics' Sergeant Rock is coming to the big screen from producer Joel Silver, but it's going to be some modern or futuristic war rather than World War II. A sequel to Enchanted is coming in the near future, as is a sequel to The Da Vinci Code called The Lost Symbol, and a fifth Fast and Furious movie. Clash of the Titans and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows will both be distributed in 3D. Daria DVDs are coming, as in the MTV show, and it's apparently going to be on the way for 2010, as early as spring, according to TV shows on DVD.com. Meanwhile, the Jurassic Park Blu-rays are expected to be out in November, according to Universal Studios Netherlands, so we'll see. Lost premiered this week to fantastic ratings, 12.1 million viewers for the two-hour premiere, and speaking of Lost, Lost Mego-style action figures have been announced. This is your, well, one of your many top toy headlines this week, because all the Toy Fair news is getting out early. Biff Bang Pow announced Mego-style figures using MC Toys bodies, which are used for the Mego Star Trek universe action figures. Series 1 will include Ben Linus and Kate Austin. Series 2 will include Locke and Hurley. Also, Biff Bang Pow announced Venture Brothers action figures will be made in this style. And nothing specific has been announced on those yet, but knowing what I know, I think you'll be happy. Iron Man 2, Hasbro announced their line, and pre-orders are up for pretty much everything, including an electronic roleplay helmet, a Tony Starch Mr. Potato Head, get it, and tons of toy figures. Of particular note are characters in a comic assortment, particularly a very nice Crimson Dynamo and a really awesome War Machine. Star Wars Acme Archives announced a new Boba Fett portfolio based in the original 1970s design artwork by Joe Johnston. There will be 78 pieces. Vandor got the Star Wars license to make tin goodies, including signs, posters, and really sweet lunchboxes. Hasbro, a picture of the new big AT-AT is leaking from German Toy Fair. It's on StarWars-Descriptions.com, and you'll probably find links to it on your favorite Star Wars collecting sites, although it will not be out till August. G.I. Joe, this year's G.I. Joe convention, gift set will be inspired by the UK Action Force line, including Red Torch and Red Shadow Trooper figures. More at GIJoeCon.com. Transformers. A boxed Sea Spray has surfaced. This very large figure appears to be loosely inspired by the Generation 1 toy, with lots of movie influence. The packaging doesn't call out any particular continuity, so it may fit in any line. Movies, universe, classics, whatever. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, plush and bobbleheads are coming from Funko. Moms everywhere will appreciate Rudolph's bobble's shiny nose. Masters of the Universe, the Maddie Collector exclusive line, has announced that the Wundar figure will be delayed until April, which is too bad. Mezco Toys has announced a new Beetlejuice Mezitz action figure is coming. It's about 6 inches tall with hairy hair and looks a lot like a Mighty Mugs figure. It'll be $11.99 at Entertainment Earth coming this July, and it's just one of many new Beetlejuice items coming, and they're pretty nice. Well, I think that was pretty much enough for movies and toy news. It was a pretty great week, and there's going to be a lot more stuff coming next week, and odds are there's more things going on right now that because I'm recording the podcast, I don't even know yet because it's news season. This is the time of year for all that stuff. I will not be going to New York Toy Fair this year in a couple of weeks. I will be going somewhere else on a Toy Odyssey, but that's something I'll be talking about here. And so thanks for listening. Follow me on EntEarth on Twitter. That's E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Check out our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. And thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. We really appreciate your support. Thanks for your business. And if there's anything we can do at all within reason, you can feel free to call anytime if we're there. And what else is new? Oh, our new catalog is coming out this week. You might want to check that out. And we just received hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new LEGO products. So if you're looking for any recent or new stuff and you can't find it, come by our website. Maybe we'll have it. And we've got a free shipping offer going for $99 or more. And that's probably way more plugging than I should do. So I'll see you all next time.